Bedtime Bites presents The Secret of the Silver Sparrow. Once upon a time, in a cozy village nestled between rolling hills and whispering forests, there lived a curious little boy named Leo. Leo had wild, curly hair that bounced when he walked and eyes that sparkled with wonder at the world around him. Every night before bed, Leo would gaze out his window at the twinkling stars, dreaming of magical adventures. But on this particular evening, something extraordinary caught his eye. A shimmering silver feather floating gently down from the sky. Without a second thought, Leo slipped on his favorite pair of red boots and tiptoed outside. The moonlight cast a soft glow on the dewy grass as he followed the feather's path, leading him deeper into the enchanted forest. As he ventured further, Leo heard a faint, melodious chirping. He pushed aside a curtain of ivy to reveal a hidden clearing, where perched upon a branch was the most magnificent bird he had ever seen, a sparrow with feathers that gleamed like polished silver in the moonlight. "Hello there," Leo whispered, his eyes wide with amazement. "Are you lost?" The silver sparrow tilted its head and replied in a voice as clear as a bell. "Not lost, young Leo, but in need of help. I am the guardian of dreams, and my magic has been stolen by the mischievous night imp." Leo's heart raced with excitement. "I'll help you," he exclaimed. "What should I do?" The sparrow explained that the night imp lived in a cave at the heart of the forest, where he hoarded all the magic he had stolen. "But be careful," the sparrow warned. "The imp is clever and tricky." Determined to help his new friend, Leo set off towards the cave. Along the way, he collected glowworms to light his path and befriended a wise old owl who offered guidance. As Leo approached the cave, he could hear the imp's cackling echoing from within. Taking a deep breath, he stepped inside. The cave was filled with sparkling treasures and bottled dreams, but at its center sat the night imp, no taller than Leo's knee, with a crooked grin and eyes that glowed in the dark. "Well, well," the imp sneered. "What do we have here? A little boy out past his bedtime?" Leo stood tall and declared, "I've come for the silver sparrow's magic. Please give it back." The imp cackled. "And why should I?" Thinking quickly, Leo remembered something his grandmother always said: kindness is the greatest magic of all. With a smile, he reached into his pocket and pulled out a shiny marble, his most prized possession. "I thought you might be lonely here," Leo said gently. "Would you like to play a game with me?" The imp's eyes widened with surprise, then softened. No one had ever offered to play with him before. Touched by Leo's kindness, the imp agreed to a game of marbles. As they played and laughed together, the imp realized that having a friend was far more valuable than any magic he could steal. With a wave of his hand, he released all the magic he had taken, including the silver sparrows. The cave filled with swirling, sparkling light as dreams and magic burst free. Leo and the imp emerged from the cave, where the silver sparrow was waiting. "Thank you, brave Leo," the sparrow chirped joyfully. "You've not only returned my magic, but taught us all a valuable lesson about the power of kindness." As a reward for his courage and compassion, the silver sparrow granted Leo the ability to visit the dream realm whenever he wished. From that night on, Leo's dreams were filled with the most wondrous adventures, and he always had a silver feather on his windowsill to remind him of the night he discovered the true magic of kindness. And so, as the stars twinkled overhead, and the silver sparrow watched over the sleeping village, Leo drifted off to sleep with a smile on his face, knowing that the greatest adventures are